This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, hey, boys.
Oh, Petty Ford over there, Jonathan Alexander.
All the lightest.
I die, boy. I die when I read that. I could just see. I could see the sarcasm in his typing when he sent that out. But let me catch you up right now as we are live here. No reason to go anywhere else. As the Astros, they
Why
are not.
Would you?
They're not going to get shut out today, Tyler. So. They have
Christmas
scored.
Miracle in August, you say?
They have scored. Shout out to, you guessed it, folks, Mauricio Dubon. He hit a two-run homer because, of course, that's what you had on your bingo card on who would break up the scoring streak. Their first run since Saturday. Is that right?
Since the war, I think.
Yeah, there you go. But they are still down 7-2 in the seventh inning. And
Detroit's playing with them.
It was one of those situations. Clint, when we tell you, Framber just didn't give you a shot today.
Yeah, I could just hear John Lopez's play-by-play, and I could tell it was bad.
Yeah, he just didn't give you a shot. Yeah, it was 5-0. Was it 5-0 before he recorded an out?
I think it was 3 walks, 2 pass balls, a double, and a single.
Well, and 2 checks for his outfielders to see where they were standing.
Hell yeah. And listen, it wasn't just wild pitches. It was wild pitches with runners on third. Like, it wasn't just a wild pitch with somebody on first. Nah, he went ahead and added to the runs. And, it was 5-0. He gave up seven runs in his time out there. Not at all what you wanted to see happen at all. But we will keep you abreast and updated on this. 7-2 right now, seventh inning. And the Astros are going to have to do some serious work to avoid getting swept, not getting swept by the Detroit Tigers. But luckily for them, the Mariners are, hell, they're struggling too. They're doing the same thing as they're in Philadelphia. Last time I saw, they were trailing, and it is now a one-run game. They're 3-2 in the seventh inning as the Mariners, Julio Rodriguez, got them a little closer with a homer. They are... They can edge closer if they can pull that one out. But
the Mariners are doing their part, Ron. You were gone, we did a little next 20. I think the Astros had roughly 41, 42 games left, and over the next 20 games, they were going to see 14 opponents that they would be favored over. One being the Baltimore Orioles, which they just gave 2 of 3 away in that first 3 games of the 20 game stretch we were talking about. And the Mariners are doing their part. They are losing ball games, and the Astros just aren't holding up their end of the deal. If you can just play halfway decent, you're picking up half games, full games here and there on the Mariners the way they're playing. The Astros just don't seem to want to make it happen, though.
Yeah. Text line coming in. Framber is sandbagging the rest of the season. He's pouty about not getting a deal from Crane. He's checked out. The Astros will not make October. Okay. Yeah. That would be a stupid checkout.
It'd be a bad
everybody else could pay you.
I mean, I can understand where some of the other guys would check out. Maybe not him.
Maybe, I can think of one coming to mind.
Love that money.
Tyler, I saw you. You didn't get yourself good and frustrated about Framber, didn't you? Tyler, did you see the Tyler tweet?
My friend, I've gotten myself good and frustrated about the Houston Astros.
It's not just today, just Framber. Tyler tweeted out, Framber Valdez right now, today on the bump in Detroit, this moment. This is why, as good as he's been for the Astros at times over the last few years, you can never, all caps, Clint, pay him and have him attain that label as true ace in the clubhouse. Arguably, a day ball game you need Framber most in 2025. I think that's possibly fair to say. And here we are, Framber worrying about where his outfielders are positioned while walking dudes and throwing wild pitches in the first. 5-0 Tigers, no outs.
I didn't see the game. Is that just a reference to what he said last week or a couple starts ago, or was he literally worried about where the outfielders were?
There's no way for me to know that definitively. Okay.
Well, I didn't know if he was out there directing traffic or something.
No, but to me, I mean, there were a few moments whenever things were starting to come undone very quickly today in the first inning where he was, I don't know, man. It just seems like too many times Framber Valdez is big question mark up top in that noggin.
It is, because I will tell you, I think it's unfair, Tyler. And I think there are a lot of people, as I saw people respond to it, roll with it.
I haven't looked yet.
I think, like someone said, I 100% agree with Tyler. Judging by what I'm seeing from the text line, I think people are frustrated by Framber. But it is interesting how differently he is viewed from others. It's very... Because I'll tell you what, since I have been here the entire time, I think Yordan may be the only player for the Astros that has been as good as his job or better consistently than Framber has the entire time being here. I think so. Some may say Altuve. I think Altuve's not as... This guy's been a Cy Young candidate damn near every year he's been here, right? He's come up huge in big moments. But when he has an off game or an off day, it seems to really blow up for people. I mean, like, Verlander had terrible moments in the postseason, but I don't think people go there with Verlander.
Burr's going to be hurt.
And I think even Framber has had some meltdowns and moments, even in the playoffs. I think Framber over the last 5 years has been a better big game pitcher than Verlander. I think the numbers would show that out. But for some reason, boy, the feel on Framber is completely different than to other people and other guys, even though, as Tyler said, as good as he's been, like, Tyler can't even call him an ace. and I think if you can't call him an ace, you can't call Verlander an ace. You can't call some of these other guys an ace. And it is just really interesting how he is perceived. It's almost Kyle Tucker feel too. I think Tyler said it when we were talking about Kyle Tucker. Like, he is a, what'd you say, appreciated but not beloved or something like that.
Very in there. Yeah.
And Framber seems to fit that role, even though he has been, I don't think it's even an argument, the best pitcher that this team has had in the last 5-6 years.
Yeah, it's interesting. He is a frustrating one to root for. I could see where just kind of the demeanor. You said, it looked like he threw the towel in after the second or third wild pitch. Those are things that you
know, he gets away from him. But
to me, that's a big part of when you start talking about the ace word and the ace label. And, you know, you typically don't see, you see guys have bad moments and get beat around the park, but you don't typically see 3 walks and 2 wild pitches and, you know, stuff like, I don't think, but so it's a frustrating route when you're rooting for Framber sometimes, but you want him on your squad. That's for damn sure.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's like Framber had a, but he had the stretch this year. They won 13 consecutive games that he pitched in, and he was 11-0 in those starts.
Mm-hmm.
And like this right here today is, maybe I'm wrong on this. Maybe Cheryl could check on it. This by far is his worst start of the season, right?
Oh, I don't know. Like, it can't get much worse.
Yeah, I don't know how it couldn't
be. By far his worst start of the season. And most of the other part, the other 20 starts he's had, I mean, he's been one of the best pitchers in baseball. But this one right here, this start, this will stay in people's minds a lot more than the positives. And it doesn't seem like that happened with Verlander or Keuchel.
The interesting part, again, I think this is a fascinating conversation for multiple reasons. Because I'll be honest with you, like, with the point you're making, like, if we had a gotta have it game right now, I'd be A-okay if he was on the bump. I'd be 100% behind him.
Oof, I wouldn't.
Any high leverage game.
You would have said that before today, Tyler?
Yes.
Is today's pushing?
I mean, today's exclamation point for sure, and sways it hard that direction. But no, man, I do not believe this guy is capable of bringing his brain to the ballpark every start. So I can't pay him that money.
Well, pay him, whether you want to pay him the money or not, that's one. I'm just talking about as an Astros fan.
I know you are.
I am confident that we as a team can beat anybody on any given game day if Fromber's on the ball. I'm confident. Now, I mean, days like today are extremely frustrating because it there appears to be just like a flippant. You know, when things go bad, there's either the middle midget or yeah. So I mean, there's a different demeanor or different. What am I looking for? There's a different vibe with him, good, bad, or indifferent.
To elaborate further on what you asked me and what I answered Ron just then about Framber, you said before today, before this disaster in the first inning for Framber today, would I have felt that way? And the answer really is yes. Maybe not to that degree, but I can't remember if this happened while you were gone chasing hurricanes or whatever.
Certainly wasn't chasing.
Storm chasing. But I want to say it was his last start, if not the one before that, for Framber. There was another kind of outfield miscommunication. Framber did not go back up home plate on a throw home that resulted in an additional run crossing the plate because he was not backing up the catcher on a pass throw. And after the game, this is the second time this season we heard Framber get vocal through his interpreter saying some stuff contrary to, happy-go-lucky is me and the squad in the clubhouse right now. You know, stirring up little dissension. So that drama diva whole thing, too.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Who is all lingering right there mixed in my mind with this, just bring your brain to the park, bro.
How many times has he, do you feel like he's not brought his brain to the park? Like I would say that to anybody. Like you too, Clint. How many times? Like brought his brain to the park. I would say. I don't even know if he didn't bring it today. He just didn't have it and didn't and then just.
And arguably
let it
the
go.
Game you needed him most this season.
Oh, I get you, but I mean, there's been we've been here before with them, and he has absolutely shut the door in a big situation too. Like this isn't a normal occurrence. Like it almost
no,
feels
but neither
like
there is his comments after these games is what I'm saying. We're seeing him act a little different right now.
I get the comments, but I'm talking about he's got a resume of what we've watched. It feels like we're almost discussing Lance, like when you. Like the way you're talking, that I feel that way about Lance. Not like I don't know what the hell I'm gonna get from Lance. I don't know.
Yeah, but all my doubts. That's a hard one just for my brain because all with Lance is it's the physical nature
and
of
I'll
it.
Say
it's his health.
And I'll say it. I'm a part of it, Clint, because I over the years we have made big reference of it. But anytime he has a bad outing, it's upstairs. Like and almost. I think it's a real discussion thing because I think there is something from him. I just remember that time where he walked all around and Carlos had to come up and meet him years ago. But it feels like we have maybe exaggerated that so much that every time he has a bad outing, which is not a lot over the years, it then immediately explodes to he has mental issues out there on the mound.
Well, look, I believe he's the pitcher that was on record earlier in his career of working with mental coaches to keep his cool. Obviously, you mentioned the Carlos Correa thing. We've seen him, you know, shaking his fist and snatching balls out of the air. We've seen the frustration. And so I think it's fair because even in some of the games where he's struggled early and given up two runs and then he ends up pitching seven or eight innings and giving up two total runs, there's still that side of Fromber that seems like he's just on the edge and seems to be a little bit out of pocket. And when you're talking about ace stuff, there's a conversation there to be had. Is he in a spot mentally where he can handle that adversity? The performance will tell you yes a good chunk of the time.
Do you think he's an ace?
I think he's an ace. Okay. Yeah, I think he's got ace talent. I think he's an ace, yes. I mean...
Intangibles.
When you've got Hunter Brown waiting in the you know shadows there, do you pay him versus Hunter Brown? You know when you've got Verlander over the years, maybe not the most recent Verlander, but over the years, is he better than Verlander? Those are the conversations and the guys that he's stacked up against. And do you pay him or do you call him an ace? I don't know. I think I don't have a problem with just a conversation about the mental. The seemingly needing to keep his head screwed on tight consistently. I think that's a reality with him.
Yeah, I don't think that it isn't true. It just jumps big time whenever he has a bad outing, and it gets a little more aggressive towards. Oh, don't pay him. He's not an ace. I don't trust him. He'll have 15 starts.
Yeah.
Where he is an ace, and then I have one. Oh, I'm out.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus. You must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.